Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Number here, 888-850-1872. We're going to go and take it away a little bit from what Patrick was saying just before the break. I can't help it. Yes, we had President Obama gave a speech last night. He was talking about health care. He didn't say anything about bearing false witness. Somebody in the audience claimed that he bore false witness. I guess, is it bared or bore? We can have somebody check that out for me. It's something I haven't used before, so keep me honest on my English. So there were some comments in the crowd. I have read the bill, not the entire thing. I'm still working my way through it. There were things that Mr. Obama, the president, said that did not agree with what I'm reading in the bill. In fact, he said some things that existed in the bill that do not exist in the bill. And I thought that was quite interesting. Of course, have you read it? Probably not. Has your congressperson read it? Probably not. The last comment that was made on the break, just before we went to the breaking to the top of the hour for our show, there was that comment about some people feared in 1933 that Social Security would lead to socialism. Folks, we're in a crisis, a financial crisis right now over Social Security. They've been talking about it for 20 years or more. And we're there now. We're there now that supposedly when people under retirement age have been paying into Social Security, it's supposed to be going into like a trust fund where it's being invested and things like this. No, it was being spent. And now that is a debt that the United States has to pay without having any ability to borrow the money that it needs to pay. This is just what is part of the design. This is if the things that are being told by the current Congress and administration of those who are progressively trying to make some progress with this scheme, I wonder if they're in a stupor and they don't get it. Are they deliberately being deceptive? Are they deliberately conveying that which is just a complete falsehood? Are they sincere about what they're saying and they just don't get it? I don't know. It's hard to tell sometimes. It's hard to tell. I was actually quite discouraged by the speech. Very charismatic, very flamboyant, very moving, emotionally stirring man is in the office of the presidency today. He made things sound as if there were things that he had thought of, and that's usually, sadly, somebody who's more a politician than other things will say those kind of things. And sometimes we see this plan. So sometimes people will refer things as if it was their idea. And it's really that they're just a they're a piece of machinery being used to advance somebody else's plan. This has been going on a long time. It's been forecast thousands of years ago, and we're right smack in the middle of it. We're right smack into a critical time of the age of humanity. America is getting on board with what has been started elsewhere. There was a statement that the president made about we're the only wealthy democracy in the world. Again, that term democracy, yes, we have become a democracy. And we're the only one in the world who hasn't done what we're trying to do. Well, we have been America's last hope. America has been the world's last hope. The home of the free and the brave is suddenly becoming the, because of a sense of cowardice and a lack of freedom, a desire to not necessarily do what it takes to maintain freedom in this country, we're starting to capitulate. See, this has been fought for. There's been a war going on specifically with this healthcare as a mechanism to really take over the world as a mechanism for a funding stream. If you think about it right now, they have to have it for a funding stream just to pay for the Social Security plan. Folks, this is a program of Social Security. If you read the bill, it references procedures in Social Security. You may not know this, but we're in a treaty with the United Kingdom with regard to Social Security. You can go from there to come here and get Social Security. There's a treaty between the United States and countries affiliated, I presume maybe even other countries affiliated with the UK, but I've read the treaty. We are in partnership in Social Security with the United Kingdom. It's a must. It's part of the program. They need this for the funding stream, folks. They need it for the funding stream. It's part of the design. I'm going to play something that was said in 1964 by somebody who I think had an interesting perspective, and I want you to listen to it. And I'm going to come back with some commentary just as soon as we get through this clip. So hopefully we won't have so much noise there, but we'll see what happens.
Is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this.
I'm going to stop right there. Mr. Reagan, the guy from Death Valley days, John Wayne, he's saying that every time this has come up, that the people reject it. They say, we don't want it. Stop it. Stop it. The president yesterday mentioned that Teddy Roosevelt brought this up. This has been going on for a long time, guys. This is not happening overnight. Mr. Reagan says that when the people, have you noticed that there's been this town hall thing? And you notice that those who are progressively trying to make this system progress say, I'm so glad that people are coming out here and sharing their opinions and their feelings. This is such a great opportunity for have us all share our feelings here in Orlando and other places and, you know, whoever. It comes out to a town hall. You're just sharing your feelings. Folks, as if or, and you know, it's either that or they're being paid. They're AstroTurf. It doesn't matter what you think, it appears to me. It appears to me it doesn't matter what you think. Now, this is going to sound very political because what's happening is we have to shine light on what's happening in the political realm so we can see that there's something else behind it, something that is touching upon religion. This political situation touches upon religion, and there's something sublime behind this. It's beyond nature, above and beyond nature. I want to keep tuning in and hear what Mr. Reagan said.
So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Farrand introduced the Farrand Bill. This was the idea that all people of Social Security age should be brought under a program of compulsory health insurance. Now, this would not only be our senior citizens, this would be the dependents and those who are disabled. This would be young people if they are dependents of someone eligible for Social Security. Now, Congressman Farrand brought the program out on that idea of just for that particular group of people. But Congressman Farrand was subscribing to this foot-in-the-door philosophy because he said, if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that.
Has anybody else been paying attention to this? If we can get the foot in the door. In fact, there's somebody who was on the president's staff that just recently lost their job, their official position, but is still in the presidential influence arena, who has said publicly about some of the agenda of the kind of things that we're seeing publicly, the CO2 emergency and other emergencies, the sky is falling isms. That their foot in the door. Social Security was a foot in the door. Medicare, Medicaid was a foot in the door. Who was running it? The federal government. What's it state is it in right now? Crisis. It is in crisis. It was not in crisis because of anything that you've done or anything that anybody evil in any particular business area has done. It is in it of itself. It was bent from the beginning to do what it has done. Mr. Death Valley Days John Wayne here was paying attention at the time it was going on. He was crying out. He was a watchman on the wall giving a warning. But America pressed on in its stupor.
Walter Reuther said, "It's no secret that the United Automobile Workers is officially on record as backing a program of national health insurance." And by national health insurance, he meant socialized medicine for every American.
For every American. For every American. Let's go ahead and go to the bill. I'm going to read from the bill now. And what they wanted was socialized medicine from every American. Now, you know what's funny? What they didn't say prior to the town hall thing? Prior to the town hall thing, they didn't mention in great detail a $3,800 bill to those who do not participate. Now, that creates a police state, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's see what the bill here. To provide affordable, quality care for whom? For all Americans. And reduce this growth in healthcare spending and for other purposes. If it were merely for all Americans in some marvelous beneficial act of love, well, that's great. But what it is a police state put all Americans under the authority of a central bureaucracy that they will be billed and fined if they do not participate in the system. This is medical martial law. This is what this is. It's medical martial law. I see nothing in Article 1, Section 8 about this in the U.S. Constitution. I don't see it. So let me just finish off this little comment by Mr. Reagan here. It's only going to last a few more seconds. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, let's see what the socialists themselves had to say about it. They say, once the Foran bill is passed, this nation will be provided with a mechanism for socialized medicine capable of indefinite expansion in every direction until it includes the entire population. Well, we can't say we haven't been warned.
Wow! We can't say we haven't been warned in 1964 that the foot in the door to expand it to all things. Now, that's fine. That's fine if that's what you want to do. My problem is, I had a fifth grade teacher that talked to me about the founders of this nation, and we had spent all this time learning about, I'm trying to think of something else she said that I take objection to. But she was really very much into telling folks what the basis of this nation was. Why is it the only democracy, wealthy democracy on the globe that hasn't gotten sucked up into this thing completely, absolutely, like everybody else yet? It's because it started with a Christian presupposition about the focus of the coming powers on earth, the desire of evil men to take over the world, to be subversive toward those laws that God has instituted that will bless men in their society and ultimately in their religion. And understanding that with a presupposition that way, they formed a government with a presupposition that men are fallen and that we're accountable to God, but nevertheless, we won't hold ourselves to that. And once we take power, being fallen men, we will essentially put ourselves in a position where we oppress everybody else for the sake of our own gratification. We're seeing a facade of benevolence. It's got a spiritual motivator. It's got a depraved motivation. And as the guy from Death Valley days, John Wayne, Ronald Reagan said, we can't say that we haven't been warned. This is going to be a tough program you're going to listen to today. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a wonderful thing that's happening. The participation of the President of the United States is taking a key role in the United Nations, and some of the desire of the United Nations to make America a police state over carbon units. So, carbon unit, we're going to be back. Check us out on our website, faithfreedoms.org. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Stay tuned. Liberty Works Radio Network at Eagle 104.3.